This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Shaping up to look like a really nice day. Breeze 45 for the high. The sun is peaking.
I'm going on the boat.
We all peaked.
I'm going on the boat.
Get that wetsuit on. Let's go over to Jill. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Happy Monday. Nobody is that busy where they can't take a couple of seconds out of their day to text you back. It's just an excuse. There, I said it. Jill, I have to agree with you. That's Breezy. I didn't have the time.
Yeah, I listen. I don't think it's a right. It's a privilege to get a text back. Just like we were talking about the driver's license. It's a privilege.
They will make the time for what's a priority for them. It's as simple as that.
Correct. And here's the situation. You might not be a priority to me. Sorry, Jilly.
Yikers. Just because you're eating a salad doesn't always mean you're eating healthy. There, I said it. Some of these ladies...
What?
Some of these ladies putting salad dressing on their salad have no idea that these dressings have more fat in it than a regular cheeseburger. There, I said it. Well, she turned it into a woman thing. Okay. All right.
I don't think it's based on gender. I think that it's just nutrition facts, honestly.
I love a good salad kit from the store.
Yeah.
I will agree, though.
But I've checked out the Caesar salad pre-made one at Wegmans, and I'm like,
42 grams of fat?
Yeah, I'm good on that. I would rather eat a whole pizza by myself. Thank you so much.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, no, fully. That's just a Friday night. When people marry someone they hate and they're miserable in their marriage, I don't feel bad for them. There, I said it. You shouldn't marry someone you hate.
Hey, listen, you made your bed. You knew what you were getting into. Now you can sleep in it. Some of you are actually sleeping in different beds. Different rooms on different sides of the house.
Absolutely. I don't think, you know, getting married just to get married is not a thing. And I don't think you should do it. Really stuck my neck out for that one.
Some people, though, do it out of, you know, they're like, well, this is the next step for us. We dated all through high school. We dated through college. We broke up once.
Yeah.
It just seems like, hey, this is... I'm like, well, you don't sound excited about it at all.
I know, right? Like, what?
This is depressing.
You need to be with someone who you're madly in love with.
Rom-coms have set so many unrealistic expectations of what a relationship actually looks like. I hate Hollywood. There, I said it. Right. Slick Rick.
Slick Ricky. Mine for today is this. If you're going to post that you're coming... If you're going on tour and you're going to post that you're coming to my area, make sure the tickets are available. There, I said it. It says link in bio for tickets. Not my comedy show. Not my comedy club. Can't find it. There's a comedian that I really want to see coming here, and I went to go buy tickets. Doesn't exist.
Maybe she sold out.
Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So annoyed.
Yeah, it's a day in the life of being Breezy.
It's so tough.
Corey says people who claim they love reading but only read self-help books don't actually love reading. There, I said it. I love a good self-help book. That's typically what I'm reading.
I've had a book in my bedside drawer for 4 years called How to Break Up with Your Phone. Haven't picked it up once.
No.
Need to.
Still addicted to your phone.
I can't put my phone down to pick up the book.
I know.
Unfortunately.
Your hands are full. Can't do it.
Hands are tied.
Gina says, guys, how much are tickets to the Bachelor auction? My sister is going through a tough divorce, and I want to help her find her next soulmate. All right. Well, Gina, general admission is $35, but just buy the VIP for $55.
We're also giving away tickets, so you can also win those right here on the show every week.
Yeah, when are we doing that this week? We got to figure out a time to...
I mean, it only makes sense to give them away on Friday when the Bachelors are here.
That's true. We'll do it this Friday. We'll give you guys a chance to win those for Bachelor Auction, March 22nd at Anthology on East Ave. Janae says, a guy took me bowling last Friday night, you guys, for a first date, and I was low-key turned off. I just felt like the effort was not there. Bowling is a terrible first date there. I said it. Well, why? Because he had the personality of drywall?
It's either the effort wasn't there or there's too much effort. If a guy's too good at bowling, gives me the ick. It's not about
being good at bowling. It's about the fact that he took her bowling on a first date.
I think it's out of the box. I think it's innovative.
I think so, too, because I can guarantee you, if he was attractive and held great conversation, it wouldn't matter what you guys were doing.
I will say, though, I mean, like, I feel like bowling is more of a group activity. Bowling just one-on-one, like, you're never going to be able to hang out with each other. You're just, like, constantly two ships in the night. It's my turn. It's your turn. It's my turn.
Two ships in the night.
Like, literally.
Well, it sounds to me like, Janae, it sounds like you were hungry and you just wanted a free meal. There, I said it.
They were like, we didn't eat. Didn't eat there.
Yeah, they were out of chicken tenders. Guys, why does it always look like a bomb went off in TJ Maxx? It's so trash. There, I said it.
Not only a bomb went off in the store, a bomb is about to go off in the bathroom because every time you step foot in there, you have to immediately go to the bathroom. Immediately.
I don't believe that.
It's true.
I don't understand why I always have to dig for a pair of jeans my size on all fours through a huge pile of clothes. I hate it there, but I always go back.
I don't think they wrote all fours. I think you just threw that one in there.
What?
Did they write? I have to.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
Why?
Because you always are mentioning people are on all fours.
That's what she wrote. Have you ever been into a TJ Maxx? Have you seen the piles of clothes on the floor?
You've never had to skim through a pile on the floor.
Oh my God, Marshalls, TJ Maxx.
Never in my life. No.
That's almost every location I've ever been to. Not that I'm a huge TJ Maxx shopper, but they are everywhere.
Oh, just what a gorgeous set there on Friday. So cute.
Every TJ Maxx cashier, too. Did you find what you were looking for? No.
No.
I didn't even come close.
But here I am cashing out 5 items.
You have a shovel I can borrow?
My God. Not the TJ Maxx slander. So tough. So incredibly tough. And we'll leave it with this girl. I don't believe in the Bachelor auction. It doesn't seem fun, and you guys are not promoting it well enough. Okay, thank you. I think we're selling it.
Who is that?
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
She's pissed.
You should come on through. You should listen to the show Friday. We'll try and hook you up with some tickets.
Let us change your mind.
Let us turn that frown upside down, Rebecca. Oh, baby, let's make love tonight.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to bring out our acting abilities this morning. The Oscars are this Sunday. What network?
Yeah, the Oscars are this Sunday. Network, not sure. I think we should get my brother on to break down all the need-to-know stuff. Because I feel like you should know a lot of this, too, no? Do you not watch it?
What's that?
The Oscars.
No, I do, but I'll be honest with you. I have not really kept up with the nominations this year.
So I watched Conclave yesterday.
How was it?
It's up for an Oscar. It was good. It was interesting. It's long. It's about popes.
Oh, yeah.
The Oscar nominated movies are very intricate, right? There's a lot of like depth behind them and you got to pay attention and things like that, which obviously, you know, I struggle with, but it was good.
Not always. I mean, remember when Bridesmaids was nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, that is true.
Great.
So good.
Today's movie, Breezy, you are meeting my character for the very first time. You are looking for a missing person, someone who's close to you.
Okay.
You are out and about trying to find this individual when you run into my character. You have a lot of questions to ask, but you are concerned, okay? But also a little flattered by my charm, if you will. I need you to do this role in some sort of an accent. I really don't care which one, but just make it a little twangy. You know what I mean? A little
twangy. Sure. All right. Okay.
We'll play a little music here to set the tone. 585-252-9800. If you happen to know the name of this film for Mooster Peace Theater, Lights, Camera. I'm playing the Rudy music.
You know what?
And action.
I'm looking for a missing person.
Whoa.
What?
You're not some truck driver handling sod.
You said that I needed an accent, and you never specified. Okay. You said whatever I feel as if
a
it's...
A beautiful, sweet, charming young lady. Okay,
right.
Let's try it again.
Right.
Action.
I'm looking for a person. Have either of you gentlemen... And I'm assuming I can use the word gentleman. Have you seen him?
Why? What'd he do?
He ran away from the nursing home that I work at. Have you seen him?
So you got some kind of reward?
No.
What, are you some kind of bounty hunter?
Now, why would I be a bounty hunter if I said there's no bounty?
What, are you his sister or something like that?
Not that it's any of your business, but I do care about him. I care about him a lot, and he's alone, and I want to find him.
Yeah, maybe.
Ew. Maybe what?
Well, maybe he's alone, maybe he isn't. You don't know. Maybe he's out there living the American dream, and he just ran into a bunch of hitchhikers, like Mark Twain or something like that. You like Mark Twain?
Wow.
Is that a yes? You got a phone number or something?
Yeah, I got a phone number.
Yeah? You going to give it to me? So if I find him, what do you want me to do? Just holler for you?
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah? Say, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the script, so.
You got a name?
Yeah, I got a name. It's Eleanor.
Damn, you are fine. I'm looking forward to hollering at you.
Just help me find my friend, okay? Oh, God. Just help me find my friend. I'm just not some wham bam, thank you, Nam. I just find my friend. So, yeah.
Cut.
I don't know. That was a very confusing scene, if you ask me. Happened there, I would not be able to tell you. Go ahead, not be able to tell you. So there's that.
Well, it takes a strong actress to break down a script, that's for sure. Some people got it.
And I'm strong, all right. But just, I don't know. Wasn't there for me.
All right, let's get
to something. So was she sad? Was she happy? Was she flirty?
A little bit of both, Breeze. A little bit of both.
Right. Yeah.
She's trying to get it.
So
your character was trying to get it. But she's obviously looking for the person that she cares about the most. Some of you guessed Transformers. No, it's not Transformers. No, it is not Toy Story 3. Very specific. However, yes, Shia LaBeouf is in this film.
He is?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting enough.
Let's see who just won a paperclip from our boss's office upstairs. Janine from Livonia says, is it the Peanut Butter Falcon? You would be... 100% correct. Great film. Breezy's going to go home, watch it tonight. Bring it in for Breezy's big movie review tomorrow. Well, she will score it a -8.
Not the Peanut Butter Falcon. Right.
One of my faves. Just an all-around classic film.
Shia LaBeouf. Was he in this before or after his mental breakdown?
Afterwards.
Perfect. Sure, it'll be one for the books.
Yes.
He's heavily medicated throughout the entire filming process. We're like, okay, great.
And that poor dude's been through a lot. You know what I mean? That you could thank his dad for that.
I mean, life just went really downhill after Even Stevens, for sure. But
out of a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank your acting today?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my best, but
is it because you were so lost?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to be happy or sad or flirting or what was happening there. But
yeah,
1 to 10, I'd give it a 7.2.
We have a Carmen that just messaged in and said they really liked your accent. So well done.
Well, thank you, Carmen.
It's one person out of thousands.
I'll keep it.
98PXY is free and always will be. Your legend begins aboard.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. I've shared multiple times on the show over the last couple of years that I tried my best in certain situations to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
However, as hard as I try to mind my own business, sometimes it is difficult. But at least I can read a room. Some people have zero filter. And this past Saturday, I'm at the Amherst game with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And I don't know if this has ever happened to anyone. I'm sure I'm not alone on this, but it was a odd situation. I'm standing there in line trying to get a soda. And a guy comes up from behind me and goes, hey. And I said, yes. He goes, you Moose? I said, the Amherst Moose or On Air Moose? He goes, you the guy from the radio? I said, yeah, how's it going? Don't kill me.
Yeah.
What the hell's this guy's problem? He goes, oh, I thought you were way fatter in person. Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
He just walks away.
And for the first time, I actually
was speechless.
Had nothing to say. I know, shocker. But what do you say?
What happened after he walked away? What happened?
No, we uncomfortably stood there while I waited to get my soda because we're in line.
You go, no, he pulled out a scale.
I go, I was like, oh, well, you know, I thought you were fatter in person. I was like, well, what do you say? Thank you, sir. I used to be fatter.
It's like so...
I was actually 19 pounds heavier 9 months ago. Literally. But after deleting the Domino's app, I was able to slim down.
That's like someone coming up to me and be like, I thought you were skinnier. You talk about losing weight all the time. It's insane. I think that what it comes down to is so many people lack home training. You know what I mean?
Home training.
It starts at home. It starts in the home.
That's where it
and
starts.
And when you go out into the wild and you have to put those skills to use, if you weren't trained, then how are you to know? I think that what it comes down to is people do not have any sense of how to read a room, talk to other individuals. And I know I sit here all the time and I say, don't blame COVID, don't blame COVID. But I was actually just talking about this over the weekend with some of my friends when we were at Bristol. COVID definitely did put us all out when it came to actually being able to interact with people.
I disagree.
And know how to do it.
I disagree.
We went 2 years without really going out and having face-to-face interaction and conversation with people. We're all just hiding behind the screen. Let's go to our Zoom happy hour. Like, no.
I was doing plenty of Zoom happy hours, and I was bringing conversation to the table like nothing.
Yeah, but if you get annoyed or you get awkward, you can just close your laptop. You can't really do that in person unless you run away and look like an absolute fool.
But there are so many people today that are just absolute zombies. And I can't figure it out. In this guy's mind, he was paying me a compliment. But it was this awkward silence between the two of us where it was like I looked at him for a second. He looked back at me. And I'm like, nice to meet you. Okay. He was like, you too. What the hell was that?
Sometimes, okay, Let's.
I thought you were way fatter in person.
Let's take a step back and also talk about the fact of what we do for a job. Sometimes I feel like people come up to us and say things to us in this profession that they would never say to anybody else. Sometimes I genuinely believe that people in this community look at us as clowns. Oh, well, you're going to make me laugh? Are you going to do your radio voice? How? What's going on? I'm just trying to eat a meal.
There was
a
guy.
Nice dinner.
I was at some sort of function, and he came up to me, and I'm sitting at a table with people I don't know. So it's already comfortable. We're all sharing a meal, and he goes, "Say something funny." I said, "What?" He goes, "Say something funny." Screw you.
Yeah.
What? He goes, "Let's hear your radio voice." Wow, this is it. I'm really sorry to let you down today, sir.
I know. People are like, "You have such a different voice when you're in person and on the radio." No, I'm still just as nasally as ever.
But has anybody ever come up to you that you've never met and be like, "Wow, I thought you were a lot fatter in person," or "I thought you were a lot skinnier in person"? What have you?
Or hair was longer. Or I thought.
Don't get me wrong. I get it. I've been there's been times. I don't think this guy was able to read the room. He was a little awkward. Probably someone you might see on 2020. But I was guilty, even as a kid, of putting my foot in my mouth. Remember that one time my bus driver, I asked her in seventh grade, I was like, "Are you pregnant?" She goes, "No, I'm just fat." I was like, "Oh, yeah, okay."
I don't really think we should ever really be commenting on people's bodies. And something just happened over the weekend where I was in a situation and someone was describing another person. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, the heavy set one or like the bigger one or what. And it's just like, I don't like that.
Yeah, you got to narrow people down.
I don't really like that much, but I mean.
But if it's the one characteristic from you being able to figure out exactly who they're talking about, you're going to say it.
I guess. But it's not, I don't know. It gives me the ick a little bit. It does. Because like that guy coming up to you and saying it to your face didn't make you feel great. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that guy's going around and he's like, "You know, Moose, the heavyset guy from the radio." It's like, you're not. That's what he thought you were.
I guess,
he genuinely thought you were that.
Well, when you think about it, the nickname Moose would kind of, you know.
I know. If you really were committed to the bit and you really were committed to the show, you'd put on a couple pounds to like really fill out the name. You know what I mean?
I did. And then I lost
it.
Yeah,
that is true.
We got a bachelor auction coming at. I got to be able to fit in these tuxedo pants.
I know.
I'm in my closet over the weekend and I saw them hanging up. I'm like, I should try them on while I'm standing here naked.
A month before? So you're not day of. Listen, like, "Oh, Breeze, it doesn't fit. What are we going to do?"
I've done this for people's weddings.
Yeah.
Okay? I've had suits and I'm like, this is a no-go. Panic mode.
Full panic mode. I get that. Well, I should probably start ordering an outfit, shouldn't I? It won't be here in time because they stopped all post office. I don't trust the post office, so.
Yeah, you got to stop getting your clothes off, Timu. That's the problem. It's like, thank you for your order. It should arrive in the next 3 years.
Come on, put some respect on my name. I'm not a Timu girl. I'm a Shein girly.
And what
Very
is the,
different.
And the difference is?
Nothing. I think they're all in the same factory.
They're all coming from China, right?
Yeah, fully.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.